like a bad penny keeps coming back. My name is Sebastian Bell. I'm the executive director of the Maine Aquaculture Association, currently the president of the National Aquaculture Association. I'm not going to read my testimony in entirety, but I will read two parts of it because there are parts that have not been touched on yet. I want to particularly talk about the zero impact kind of asking of this bill. I am not aware of any other human activity that is required to have zero impact. Everything we do has an impact. And the way I read this bill, a public wastewater treatment plant wouldn't meet the standards, a marina wouldn't meet the standards, and a yacht club wouldn't meet the standards. So it's pretty broad. I think it also is important to note that it would, and DMR spoke to this, really increase their costs and responsibilities. They would have to hire new staff. They would have to get new equipment. They'd have to train those staff in areas that they currently are not trained in. And DEP is already covering those areas. So I think that's an important part. The final piece I'd like to make is because there are no definitions of industrial or recirculating in the bill, virtually all land-based seafood production includes some recirculating technology due to the need to recapture heat or conserve chilled waters. As written, in addition to commercial finfish operations, the bill will apply to state and federal hatcheries, shellfish and seaweed hatcheries, and shellfish and lobster holding facilities. That's a big, broad swath. Finally, the bill will mandate the creation of additional permits and fees that will significantly increase the cost of doing business and put Maine at a competitive disadvantage. It is already expensive to do business in Maine. Over 80% of seafood consumed in the United States is imported, and of that 80%, 56% is produced in aquaculture. Those farms in other countries often do not have to comply with the same level of environmental, labor, or safety regulations we have to here in Maine. If we drive the cost of doing business so high in Maine that we are unable to compete, unable to compete with those foreign farms, and take away, we will actually increase the global environmental impact, decrease our ability to produce local food, and take away opportunities for young people along our coast. I doubt that this was the intention of the bill's sponsors. I don't think it was the intention of the bill's sponsors, but that's the way it's going to work. And we have seen that again and again in America. We have established high thresholds from a regulatory point of view, and investment has gone to other countries where there aren't environmental rules and regulations. And then we import that seafood back into this country and pay those people. So we are displacing our environmental impacts into other countries. So take that responsibility seriously. I certainly do. I also want to just say, I am so proud of the people that you've heard from today. They're all over the map. They're all over the state, and they work really hard to produce good food. And we should all be proud of it. I'm delighted to work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian.
And in case you didn't figure out, I am in opposition to this bill.
Okay. I think we're all set.
Thank you.
Thank you.